Making TV special.
Made with creamy butter.
And you know what that means?
It's happening. I can feel it.
Yep.
That's the Watson Twins, Devil in You, and that's our sultry beginnings to a Halloween weekend. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the B-side episode of 191 from Media Monarchy. My name's James Evan Pilato. I'm your host and webmaster of the site and show, MediaMonarchy.com, your source for alternative news, politics, conspiracies, and cover-ups, all that and so much more. It's a jam-packed weekend, so much in store for you, my friends. And there's so much, that's why we got to do these extra B-side episodes. So we're going to try and bust it out with the quickness here and run down all the latest, greatest alternative media, as well as the latest from my sister sites, Food World Order and Cyberspace War. We'll kick it off with the latest episode of The New World Next Week, the weekly video series from myself and James Corbett of CorbettReport.com. Our newest episode is the U.S. Midterm Selection Special. That's right. Pepsi versus Coke. So in this episode, instead of three entirely different stories, we basically go over three angles related to the three-ring circus that is this current midterm election season. So of course, we go over the brutality and fraud that it's all descending into between the fights and the black boxes and the scam voting. Of course, the Obamasiah on The Daily Show and all the connections within. And of course, California Prop 19 legalizing marijuana in California, perhaps. So all that and so much more is jam-packed into the latest episode of NewWorldNextWeek.com. Fantastic way to spread this kind of alternative open source info to folks who aren't going to listen to crazy podcasts with weird music in the background. But all the latest media from CorbettReport.com, episode 155, is the audio from the new documentary, The Secret of Oz, from Bill Still, one of the creators of the Fantastic Money Masters documentary. And episode 156 is Foreclosure Gate. Talking to Bob Chapman, Max Kaiser, and Bill Still, and more, discussing the latest fraud in the controlled demolition of the Western economy. Of course, Sunday update, new articles, so much going on. Huge hat tip to CorbettReport.com. We also have a jam-packed weekend from my man Clyde Lewis. And all the latest episodes are available, ZeroPointRadio.com. Of course, GroundZeroMedia.org is where you can get the articles and all the documentation and sources. And that's why we've invited Clyde Lewis in the studio this weekend. He's going to be joining us an hour or two in the upcoming episode 192 to go over the reverse event, the Edison Enigma, the holy hexes of this political landscape and all the things that are going on within and without. So, all I got to say is fasten your seatbelt. So, of course, independent alternative media can only survive if you support it, both with your links, your social media, your buzzing, your everything, as well as a little bit of donation money. Help pay for the domain names, Skype credit, all those little pesky costs. I do try and do this as cheaply as possible. But we are essentially one-man bands. So having said all that, let's get all the latest on cyberspacewar.com. And we'll start with the 1028 DEF CON, the Dark Ages and leaking data. An amazing report from USA Today, amazing only in that the fear-mongering of an EMP, and it's not entirely imagined. One EMP burst and the world goes dark. GlobalSecurityNewsWire.org follows that up with EMP legislation awaits Senate action. And it just gets stranger and stranger within the cyber military industrial media complex. Communication with 50 nuke missiles dropped in ICBM snafu. That was just a few days ago. More on that from Danger Room. Oh, surprise, surprise. The feds have let Google off with a warning, with a wrist slap for Wi-Fi sniffing cars. That would be stealing people's password data and more. More on that from Threat Level. But even more from the Daily Mail. Google admits Street View cars took emails and passwords from computers. Wall Street Journal reporting on MySpace and other apps leak user data, which is ironic. They're both Rupert Murdoch joints. LimeWire shutters file sharing services after RIAA win. Another one bites the dust. Interesting secret button sequence bypassing iPhone security, the little lock. And there's a quick little 60-second video on Vimeo showing you how to do it. Netflix admits streaming is the future at the very same moment their system crashed, and it did for several hours. But DSLReports.com also points out that Netflix now accounts for 20% of downstream bandwidth during peak. An interesting one from Deprogram.net, citing November 30th as the possible day the FCC pretty much pulls a coup over the internet dprogram.net. Meanwhile, from AOL, the headline is White House advisor says U.S. must prepare for asteroid. And that's another angle of the fear-mongering that's been ratcheting up all around the cyberspace war. But if you go to the article, you discover, it's John Holdren, one of Obama's eugenics insiders. The last note on this DEF CON, the Dark Ages and leaking data, you can watch a quick video of a fleet of some type of lights around the Pennsylvania-Delaware border. And as we move through the rest of cyberspacewar.com, again, I got to give a huge thanks to my man Alan in Omaha, who has taken on the task of helping me post stories to cyberspacewar.com. And we put out the call for anyone who wants to take on Food World Order. Check out the work Alan's been doing on cyberspacewar.com. Quick blast, and it's perfect. It's exactly what the site needs, because I can't keep up with all of this. But the first of several great new posts from Alan on Cyberspace War, you can see he's posted as Exnihilator. The 100-year starship, the NASA Ames Research Center, their director, Pete Worden, presented plans for space exploration mission to Mars at a recent conference in San Fran. The mission, titled 100-year starship, will be a one-way trip, as studies show return trip would be too costly. The strategy of one-way missions to bring this goal within technological and financial feasibility. They are in negotiations with Larry Page, Google co-founder, to help fund the multi-billion dollar project. And of course, DARPA is in on the deal as well. We're going to Mars. Oh wait, not us. Patients under satellite surveillance. Astrium, leading European space company, promotes a webpage where benefits of space have already come down to Earth. A rural southwest France nursing home has operational satellite service, able to monitor Alzheimer's or behavior-disordered patients by satellite feed. You can check out astrium.net and read more about it. Coming soon to a rest home near you. Or a re-education center, perhaps. Cyberspace War Ops, a new Air Force Cyberspace Operations Manual available online. I believe we referenced this before, coming from the LeMay Center. Curtis LeMay, Joint Chiefs, false flags. But more from Paul Joseph Watson. U.S. seeks to shut down enemy power grids. That is what is within this new manual. Fight the net. We've told you that all along. They want to fight the net as an enemy weapon system. DOD leads cyber defense. Pentagon cyber policy chief Robert Butler announces new relationships. In a break with previous policy, the military is now prepared to provide cyber expertise to other government agencies and to certain private companies to counter attacks on their computer networks. DOD expanding domestic cyber role. More from DefenseNews.com. Is the DOD just helping out, or is the military continuing their takeover? A nice little related piece again from USA Today. Booz Allen Hamilton staffers go to cybersecurity school. We've tracked Booz Allen Hamilton on Media Monarchy for quite some time. Cozy private military contractors that always seem to be connected to the drills and the shady ops that go down. But of course, there's plausible denial, compartmentalization, revolving doors. You scratch my back, I won't investigate your back. But our last note on cyberspacewar.com is, of course, the biggest cyber story of the week. WikiLeaks Iraq War Diaries, largest classified military leak in history. At 5 p.m. Eastern Time last Friday, October 22nd, WikiLeaks released the largest classified military leak in history. The nearly 400,000 reports, known as the Iraq War Logs, document the war and occupation in Iraq from January 1st, 2004 to December 31st, 2009, except for the months of May 2004 and March 2009. I believe, as James Corbett referenced on the most recent NewWorldNextWeek.com episode. That would be precisely when the white phosphorus was flying. A ton of amazing related WikiLeaks updates posted to this, from everything from Forbes to disquietreservations.blogspot.com. Interesting, WikiLeaks hacked by very skilled attackers prior to the release. If you'll recall last week's episode, of course, we were noting that the leak, the document dump, was moments away, and it was. But they were getting hacked at the very moment they were trying to put this out. Atrocity Now, WikiLeaks release puts spotlight back on continuing war crime in Iraq. That's from Chris Floyd. Chemical weapons, Iranian agents, and massive death tolls exposed in Iraq docs. That's from Danger Room. So is beaten, shocked, and eyes gouged. Iraq abuse, WikiLeaked. And from Threat Level, WikiLeaks 400,000 Iraq war documents reveal torture and civilian deaths. ABC News reporting at least 109,000 killed in Iraq war. WikiLeaks, the truth about U.S. war crimes in Iraq, existentialist cowboy. U.S. troops beheaded Iraqi detainee. That's from Press TV. Hidden bases, secret raids. WikiLeaks reveals CIA's Iraq ops. Again, from Danger Room. How WikiLeaks makes confrontation with Iran more likely. There's a thought for you. Humiliate, strip, threaten, UK military interrogation manuals discovered. That's from The Guardian. And in an interesting move, Julian Assange walks out on quite the shameful CNN interview where they only wanted to talk about tabloid allegations. We do have the flashbacks for you to go into collateral murder and, of course, the Afghan war diaries from just a few months back. And again, we get into this on NewWorldNextWeek.com, trying not to come down on one side or the other, but the way these documents come out and just some of the interesting connections that we're only finding more and more about, and I've been getting listener submissions, and again, check out the comments. Go over to Facebook.com/MediaMonarchy. We share things there. Chat room at ZeroPointRadio.com. MediaMonarchy@gmail.com. And again, that's how we learn and grow, as we share information with each other. And that's what we're trying to do. Trying to incite a revelation in this war on consciousness. So we'll now quickly shift to foodworldorder.com. And yet again, I'll put out the call asking for somebody if they want to try and post quick blurbs to Food World Order. If you've got it in you, if it's something you've got a little bit of know-how about and a passion, MediaMonarchy@gmail.com. Perhaps we're already connected up. So we'll do the 1028 Binge and Purge Food Stamp Fortune Cookie. That's my weak play on the joke about my home state of West Virginia. What's a West Virginia fortune cookie? Cornbread with a food stamp. Food stamp usage soars among working families. That's from Huffington Post. Grist.org asking, or rather telling, why Monsanto is paying farmers to spray its rivals' herbicides. Oh, what a tangled web. FDA seizes $700,000 worth of rice from a Georgia warehouse that is filthy. That's from foodsafetynews.com. One-third of U.S. adults could have diabetes by 2050, so says the CDC. I believe that's citing the same report that mentions the obesity epidemic that's coming on as well. The last note on this binge and purge from the Herald Sun out of Australia. Colgate accused of toothpaste recipe theft in India. I believe trying to hijack an ancient recipe and call it their own, much like the corporate behemoths do, the sociopaths that they are, without any care for those around them. Sociopaths. EU food safety chief forced to quit GM lobby role. This is from The Ecologist. A key figure in charge of food safety within the EU has been forced to quit her director role at a pro-GM group. European Green MEPs had called for EFSA Chair Diana Bonatti's resignation after she failed to disclose her seat on the board of directors of the International Life Science Institute, ILSI, which of course advises biotech corporations like Monsanto, Bayer, and BASF. However, she's been re-elected as chair of the European Food Safety Watchdog after EFSA confirmed she had resigned from positions which may create a potential conflict of interest. So she resigned from the board. Do you think that makes it any less cozy with the eugenics food monsters that, of course, are finding a seat at the table, if you will, in the Obama-Saya administration? This has been a whirlwind B-side episode. So much to go over, and again, I still have the studio to prep for my in-studio guest. So again, stay tuned. Watch youtube.com/mediamonarchy. Stay on the feeds, feeds.feedburner.com/mediamonarchy, and you won't miss a thing. The way we're going to go out on this 191B, food prices expected to rise sharply. This comes from CNBC, and we have a clip that will take us out in more ways than one. We'll also want to mention the related story from activistpost.com, Banksters Inflate Speculative Food Bubble, United Nations Offers Global Governance as a Solution. That's always the solution. Food prices expected to rise sharply. Ladies and gentlemen, my name is James Evan Pilato, your host and webmaster of the site and show, MediaMonarchy.com, reminding you, as always, to get active or get radioactive. Take care.
Okay, the USDA out with a key report on food prices this morning. Brian Shackman has it along with details on when prices are actually going to go up for consumers on the grocery store shelves. Brian?
I know, Aaron. Everyone's waiting for inflation, right? And when it comes to food, it seems even more imminent. Just look at the soft commodities. Corn prices the last 3 months up about 45%. Corn, you know, used in just about everything, more than you actually want to know. At some point, it has to feed through to the consumer. Now, the USDA food CPI report came out just minutes ago, and I spoke directly with a man who puts the forecasting together, Ephraim Lietax. He's a senior economist with the USDA, and this is what he told me. The forecast for 2011 at 2-3%, that remains unchanged. Now, it's moving toward the higher part of that range, and here is the key. The potential to go above that is more likely if current commodity price increases remain where they are or rise even more. He just told me that a few minutes ago. Now, the major headlines from the report come from meat and egg prices. Meat up more than 6% year over year. Eggs more than 11%. The key here is that many of the factors involved, Lietax told me, are not the recent rise in feed cost. That's still to come. Now, everything is seeing price increases, even fruits and vegetables, which were in a deflationary trend. Their growth, though, extremely muted. Now, remember, these increases are from historically low levels, and the USDA says something's pretty interesting. A 50% increase in corn prices translates into an overall food increase of under 1%. So the next thing, Aaron, is to see if the retailers will really pass along this cost. That will dictate if we see that range updated to the upside in the future. Back to you.
All right. Thanks very much to you, Brian.
This is a Halloween-y number about murder. All night, all I hear's your heart. How come, swallowed the rest. I twisted you under and under to break you. Just couldn't breathe with your throat on my chest. Night, all I hear, all I hear's your heart. How come, how come? So far under the bed, into the beams you've gone. I'm gone. Go! these deeds that have made me. Can't bring this sound from my head, though I try. Can't seem to find my way up from the basement. A demon holds my place on earth till I die. Now
how would you explain it?
Combining music and stylized images.
It's all remote control.
Each one of those images was electronically based.
Say out on my threat.
And that concludes our program for tonight.
This could really catch on.
I can't remember when I've been so moved.